Welcome to the City's Backyard with Matt the Z-Man Zacho, a podcast that interviews all walks of life from their own backyard. The City's Backyard starts now.
We are in the backyard of Westport, Connecticut, with a very cool artist. Her name is Canyon. She's been making a name for herself as a vocal powerhouse and wordsmith. And what does that exactly mean, wordsmith? A lyricist? Is that what you mean by that, Canyon?
Yeah, that's what I mean. But just somebody who lives by their pen, I guess.
I like that word. It's kind of like a blacksmith.
Yeah, but you're a crafter of words rather than some sort of cool metal.
You have this awesome album out called Half. Tell me a little bit about that. It's been out for a while now.
Yeah, it's been out for a shockingly long time. Even though it's crazy because when you create something, for me at least, like I can still flash back. It feels like yesterday when I made it, but it also feels like at the same time, a lifetime ago, because back in 2014, I released it. So geez, I'm terrible at math, but it's been a long time.
Been listening to it off of Spotify, doing my homework. And, you're new to me. And apparently a lot of people do know you in the area because I've been in the area a long time, and all great reviews about you. And you are the winner of the 2015 Connecticut Music Awards for Song of the Year, the song Slow, which is on that album, right?
Yep. Yep.
And, we're going to play a couple songs from that album. One Way Road is the first track, and then we're going to play another song called Free. But I want to mention how you got into music way back when you were sort of borrowing your mom's acoustic guitar, and that was in 2002. You were boarding a plane, and you were officially moving to New York City, right?
Yep, that's the story. I left and moved out, actually left California and officially moved to New York on my 18th birthday. I graduated high school early so I could leave in my September birthday. And my mom let me take her guitar with her when I left and boarded the plane and never looked back, really. And it's so sad. Like, I feel so bad now because my mom was so worried at the time, and being a young kid who was just excited to get started, I could not fathom why she was so worried. And, now I look back and I'm like, man, that must have killed you. Like, sorry, mom. It was awful.
Your mom was a single mother in Northern California. Your earliest musical influences can be traced back to the cassettes your mom would play, over and over again on long road trips. And you get your independent and adventurous spirit from your mom. Whenever you guys would hit the road together, she used to make a bed for you in the back of the car. And you remember just laying for hours watching the sky change out the back window, daydreaming to Cat Stevens and Tracy Chapman. And you also like Neil Young and Sarah McLachlan and Indigo Girls. So I found that really cool. It's in your bio on your website. And tell me, like, that's how you remember it. And then next thing you know, you're moving to the East Coast.
Yeah. I mean, I think I've always had a really good imagination, and definitely growing up, those long road trips with my mom, like, we would hit the road all the time. Like, I've always felt an urge to move. And I think that's probably because I did it so much growing up, just adventuring. And I loved daydreaming, like listening to music and daydreaming, looking out the window. I mean, completely illegal now. So sorry for airing that laundry, Mom. But I still remember it. Like, I have a notoriously bad memory, but I still remember the feeling of like laying in the back of our Toyota Tercel station wagon. And yes, my mom would totally make me a bed. Yeah. I mean, those were great. Great slow days, where the time just kind of trickles by. Good memories doing that. And I was just really excited to get to the East Coast. I knew that I wanted to move when I was 16, just based off of a trip that my mom had taken me on.
I can relate to your story about, you know, being in the back of the car laying down, because my father did something similar, although I had, you know, three siblings to share the back of a Ford van with when we would go down to Florida.
And
He would pack the luggage way in the back up high, you know, which, again, totally illegal. And he'd make a little foam rubber mattress. He'd put it on top. And I literally was against like the back windows. I could have fallen out.
Oh, completely. I mean, it's kind of horrifying now you think about like all of the things that could have gone wrong. But we're still here to tell the story.
So what made you want to move to the East Coast? Most people think of California as the place to be and want to be in California. You were just the opposite.
I know. And it's crazy because the town I'm from, is a little town called Nevada City, and it's such a special place. Like the people that know of it and have been there love it. I mean, it's got a huge, tourist population that comes in every year. And movies have been shot there. I mean, it's such a beautiful, special place. But I could not wait to get the heck out of there, Matt. It's crazy. Like, I'm like, I look back now. I'm like, what was wrong with poor Nevada City? It was amazing. But my mom took me to New York when I was 16. And I fell in love with the energy. And it scared me. Like, the idea of the city challenged me. And I liked the challenge of feeling like if I can do it there, I can survive anywhere.
Canyon, this is a perfect segue to play your first song on the album Half, One Way Road, which is kind of, you know, appropriate to your story. You took a one-way ticket to the East Coast, right?
I did.
So I'll tell you what, why don't we play that and then we'll come back and we'll talk some more.
Sounds good.
You are listening to Canyon in the City's Backyard.
If you reach around to grab my ribs, won't you find the room? 'Cause I would fit you in, and if I stay awake but pretend to sleep, would you rub my back? Would you comfort me? And if I bit my tongue, would you hear me out? If I hold on long enough, would you finally come round? And if I wear this cross above my heart, would you know I'm true enough to make a new start? 'Cause I'm on a one-way road with a one-way ticket. You've got a one-track mind. Given I had a secret for you, but I guess you'll never know it. 'Cause I don't do broken once my eyes are opened. And if I came to you, would you let me stay? If I paid for it, would you keep me round another day? And if I ask real nice, would you cry for me? Never told, would you let me see? Never sorted out this mess I made. Would you help me save the things worth saving? 'Cause I'm on a one-way road with a one-way ticket. You've got a one-track mind with not 1 ounce to give, and I had a secret for you, but I guess you'll never know it. 'Cause I don't do broken once my eyes are open. Sucking in, let you in and make you feel big. And I'm sick of helping out. Just for the chance to give and take it on the chin. And I'm sick of wearing down. So I can crash when I finally wear out.
Your lyrics are just, they're like poetry, Canyon.
Thanks.
I mean, do you write all these songs on your own? Do you have any help?
Yeah, I mean, all of the songs you've heard, I've written all by myself. But, you know, we'll talk about it later. But my new side project, Fast River, I've been co-writing all the songs with my bandmate, Corey. And that's been so much fun and a whole new chapter. So
Got to always be expanding and working with other artists. So that's really cool. And, you know, I just want to say that you are the only guest on the show today because you have so many great songs that just wanted to give you the whole, you know, whatever it is, hour, under an hour. But tell me about One Way Road. What's the song about? A one way road to the East Coast?
You know, One Way Road is a kind of an interesting song for me because it's the only song I've ever had a really clear visual story with. When I wrote it, I almost had a music video playing in my head, which is super not common. Like I've never written a song like that before. I just had these fictionalized characters in my head. I pretty much just saw a music video in my head. I can't really describe it. And it kind of came in a time I was spending a lot of time on the road down in Pennsylvania, and the song was just kind of born out of the blue. Like there was nothing really that caused it to come out other than sometimes you just, when I'm in a quiet moment, usually I'll get struck by inspiration. And this is one of those songs. I have no idea really where it came from, but I had a visual in my head of these. It was pretty much like this one girl that I never saw her face, but I just kind of saw her going through her day-to-day life. And yeah, it's the weirdest thing, Matt. Like I just wrote about a girl whose face I never saw.
You know, I can also relate to One Way Road because I am going to go down to Florida and take a one-way ticket and then drive back. So
there you go. It's a literal one-way road for you.
Yeah. And the funny thing is like, you know, when you listen to artists, when they relate to you in some way, you feel connected. And listening to your music, again, it's the lyrics, it's connecting with the musician that really makes you want to follow them and listen to their music like you. I'm now a fan of Canyon. And
thanks, Matt.
Yeah. You are known by those that have seen you perform to be a captivating singer-songwriter with haunting and heart-wrenchingly honest lyrics. Your intense passion cuts deeply enough to hit a nerve. That is exactly true. And, you know, you're doing it with an acoustic guitar, which is, and the catchy vocal melodies that grab your attention. And you're telling these intimate stories while you keep everyone's ears guessing. And, you know, the acoustic thing during the pandemic has become, you know, has become the thing that people want more than ever during the pandemic. The restaurants want acoustic musicians because they don't have to pay a whole band to be there live. It's all about social distancing and taking up too much space on their precious patios where they, mm-hmm. you know, people are eating outside. So, you know, sometimes, like you said, you wrote all these songs a while ago and the songs have been out, but sometimes it takes a while for things to be noticed or to take off, whether it's, you know, someone writing a book. Sometimes it takes years before people start, you know, buying and reading the book. And so I really think this is your time to shine.
Thanks, Matt. I mean, That would be great. It's one of those things where I think a lot of artists in general, I mean, like visual artists and, you know, performance artists, we tend to have, and again, this is an overgeneralization, but a lot of us tend to have like a kind of brain that maybe isn't the best at promotion and like the business side of things. And I know for me, that's part of the reason why, you know, I'm at this stage in my career where I've been performing for so long and writing songs for so long, but nobody knows who I am, because I just haven't, I haven't really pushed the whole marketing and promotion thing side of it yet. And that's, you know, that's, it's an exciting new chapter for me now as I'm learning more about that.
Before we play the next song, which is called Free, and it's all about being free, and I want you to talk about, you know, even maybe, you know, talk about some of the lyrics, because again, I connected with that song. I was in a TV job. I talk about it all the time on my podcast. It's like therapy for me, but I was in a TV job. And I think we talked about this when we were setting up the interview, and I'm a creative person, and I was always, you know, always wanted to be using my voice as a radio personality and a DJ. And when I was in this TV job, it was kind of isolating for me for a long time to just be watching television and not really be expressing myself and using my voice. And what I learned in that job was how valuable freedom is. And even the word freelance makes sense, because, you know, it's there's no guarantee when you're a freelancer what your next job is or what your next gig is going to be. So I relate to that song more than ever after having that job. And can we play that song right now? It's called Free.
Let's do it.
Awesome. This is Free. It's from the album Half. And the artist is Canyon from Westport, Connecticut, originally from California. And you are listening to her right now, live to Memorex in the city's backyard.
I was alarmed by his presence, but assured by his way. He had a rockin' rhythm going on that park swing today. And I couldn't really figure why this old man would swing. But I guess it doesn't matter, 'cause he was born to be free. Free as the wind blows, free as the church pew rolls, free as the smile she gives, she passes him along the road. Free as a jailbird, free as the gospel's word, free as the second chance, free as the last dance. Oh, and this curtain is my protection. It'll keep out the eyes of those peeping Tom peepers in their curious disguise. And I know I have a lot, too much for some, but my blood does not run thicker. I've paid the same debts as everyone, 'cause I'm free as the wind blows, free as the church pew rolls, free as the smile she gives, she passes him along the road. Free as a jailbird, free as the gospel's word, free as the second chance, free as the last dance. Oh, 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 oh. 'Cause you don't need much when you've lost it. Yeah, you don't need much when you've lost it all. Yeah, you don't need much when you've lost it all. Yeah, you don't need much when you've lost it all. 'Cause you're free as the wind blows, free as the church pew rolls, free as the smile she gives, she passes him along the road. Free as a jailbird, free as the gospel's word, free as the second chance, free as the last dance. Oh. Don't need much when you've lost it all. Yeah, you don't need much when you've lost it all. Yeah, you don't need much when you've lost it all. Yeah, you don't need much when you've lost it all.
Wow, that was incredible. You really have some voice there, Canyon.
Thanks, Matt.
Yeah.
Well, that was Free. That was the song that you had listened to on the record, but it sounds so different when it's just me and my guitar. That's the crazy thing about when you hear like full band versus just a solo acoustic. It's a totally different vibe.
Yeah, again, the lyrics connect. That song is all about being a free spirit. And I guess that's what you are, really, is a free spirit, right, Canyon?
I think so. I mean, I consider myself a free spirit. I think I have to be with my name being Canyon. I don't think I could be an accountant or anybody with a type A personality with a name like mine.
Now, is that your original name or was that like a stage name you made up?
Nope. That's my name. I've actually shown people my driver's license before. True story, because people haven't believed me. But my mom actually, like when I was in utero still, my mom had given me the name Emma. And she changed it after I was born. I think it actually might have been a couple days later. But apparently the story goes that she heard Neil Young, his song Thrasher. It's kind of a deep cut. It's not a really well-known song of his. But he talks about, I think the song is about farming. And he talks about crystal canyons in it. And she changed it then.
Wow. And do you have any siblings or are you an only child?
So I've got two adopted brothers. One was a refugee that came over during the Vietnam War. So he's quite a bit older than me. And my other brother is from Thailand. I'm my mom's only biological child.
Now, does your mom still live out west?
Yeah, she's still out there. And the plan is hopefully that she will retire sometime in the next year and a half, maybe, and come out east. But you know, it's hard. She's a West Coast girl at heart, but it's hard up there because especially where I'm from, just the forest fires are so bad every year. And I'm an optimist, but I worry about just the fires. I just don't see them improving anytime soon. And that's such a shame because I love it out there so much.
And you love it here. And I want to find out, you know, why you like being in, you know, Westport, Connecticut. And I know you have this great video of a song that you played live in the subway down on 14th Street. And I love the video. And that's on your website, right? So people can see the video.
You know, that one actually may only be on my Instagram. I have to go back and check. It might be on my website. Honestly, Matt, I can't tell you.
Actually, you know what? Come to think of it, I think I saw it off of your Facebook page.
Yeah.
You have like a separate musician Facebook page, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's where I saw it. And, you know, I love the video. And again, with what I've been doing in the last couple of years, being a voice actor and on-camera actor and going into the city on auditions, I really got to know the subway system better than I ever have. And so when I saw that video, it really, again, I connected with it because I was going down to some acting classes down off of, you know, I would get off in Union Square at 14th Street there. And so it was really cool, the video. So let's just talk about two things before we take a break. One, what do you like about, you know, the city's backyard of Fairfield County being outside the number one city in the country? And, you know, tell me why you like this area as opposed to California. And tell me about the lyrics of Free.
All right. So, you know, we've been in Westport now for, I think, like somewhere between 10 and 12 years. Let's call it 11, just to be on the safe side. I'm always bad at remembering details like that, but we've been here for a long time and
we don't need no stinking details.
We don't need details. But, you know, it took me a long time to kind of warm up to Westport because, in all fairness, like I didn't spend a whole lot of time in Westport and I was touring a lot. And when I was home, I was just kind of recovering and resting up and didn't really get out to explore a lot. And I gotta say, like, actually, when COVID hit, I was just forced to be home and forced to do things locally. And I'm not kidding you. I fell in love with Westport and I appreciated like for example, like when we took our son trick-or-treating, the people had like gone out of their way so much to make it special and to make it safe for the kids to go trick-or-treating. And I appreciated just the fact that everybody had put in so much effort and being able to go to the beach and also go skiing. It's like, it's just so beautiful here. And we have such great food, close proximity to so much. Like, it's just, it's kind of the best of all worlds for me here.
Yeah. And, you know, it's, I mean, back in the day, all the artists lived in Westport, you know, because it's right outside of New York. And I think the thing about Westport, as opposed to, say, Greenwich, is, you know, it is more artsy in general. And I think maybe that's why you gravitated towards Westport as opposed to any other town. Let's talk about Free and the lyrics. So how did you come up with that other than, you know, we know you're a free spirit named Canyon. But I mean, other than that, tell me, like, you know, for me, it would have been like breaking out of the TV job. That was like breaking out of jail. For you, you know, you seem like you were always free.
Yeah. So this was, and again, most of my songs aren't specifically about me. Most of them are not, even though I may sing them kind of in a first person. Excuse me, my guitar is playing itself. So this one, I was challenging myself to write a song a day. And then I would upload it to YouTube. So to kind of keep myself accountable. And this was several years ago. I was driving from Austin, Texas back to Connecticut. And so the challenge was I'm going to write one song for every day of the trip and upload it to YouTube. And yeah, this was the second day of that trip. I was in Houston, Texas, and I knew that I needed to write a song and didn't know what it was going to be about. And I grabbed some chili at a random place because it had a sign about like the best chili in Texas. So grabbed some of that. And then I went and sat in a public park. It was just some random little park I found. And I actually wrote the song about a homeless guy who was sitting in a park bench that was kind of a glider, like it kind of swung back and forth. And he was reading a newspaper and feeding, I think he might have even been feeding the birds. I know he was reading a newspaper. It's been many years. I don't want to lie and say he was feeding the birds, but I feel like there were birds involved.
You wrote it from an experience.
Yeah. And I just was kind of spying on him. Poor guy. He had no idea. And I just, you know, as a writer, I start fictionalizing things. So something may inspire a melody or a line, and then my imaginative brain just kind of spins it into something else. And yeah, it was literally written about this guy swinging on a park bench.
That you saw?
Yep, that I saw and sat and watched and just was taking notes. And I didn't have my guitar out at the time. So I was just, I may have had a melody in my head that I had done like a voice memo on my phone. And I know that when I got back to my, and that's kind of the rest of the song is that I was staying in a really awful motel that night, like so bad. Like, I've stayed in really bad ones. This was the worst. The walls were super thin, and I kept just hearing people like yelling, and like this guy kept walking past my window, like slowly and kind of creepy, and it just was a super weird vibe. So I was stuck in this gross room and trying to finish this song. And so the line, a couple lines reference that room, like I think I have a line about like a peeping Tom peeper. It's like about the guy who kept walking past my window. And yeah, like it's just, it's, and that's kind of the fun thing for me when I think about the song, like I just go straight back to that dingy motel room and I go straight back to that park where I saw the guy reading the newspaper.
Yeah. It's pretty funny. It's like, you know, the motel that you're, it was a motel or a hotel?
Oh, it was all, every bit of motel as you can get.
Perfect. So it was, you know, perfect for the song. It was one of those motels where the roaches check in, but they don't check out, right?
Exactly. It was so bad.
Then also you mentioned it was like the second day on your trip. And it's funny because it's the second song, you know, down the list on your album or on Spotify.
Yeah.
And, you know, we had Joe Vitale on a couple episodes back, and he's you know, a legendary drummer that wrote Rocky Mountain Way with Joe Walsh, and he's played with Eagles and Crosby, Stills, and Nash. Yeah, he's played on John Lennon's demos, Walls and Bridges, and Ringo Starr. And so he has teamed up with this band that we had on recently called American Nomads. And we were talking about songwriting, and he was telling one of the lead singers, the lyricist, he says, that's how you write. You know, most songwriters write about experiences, life experiences. So he says that's a great way to write music. And obviously you proved it with that song Free, you know, because it was an experience that that you had.
Yeah. And I always kind of joke about it, but like, you know, be careful being friends or being in a relationship with a songwriter, because I use everything. Like if my girlfriends are going through a, you know, relationship drama or anything, I spin that straight into a song. Like, I'm like, oh, tell me more. I'm so sorry to hear that. Like he did what? He said what? And then, you know, I use it all. And it's because that's what it's all about. Like we've all experienced, you know, pain and suffering as humans. We've all experienced like the beautiful things. Like it's sometimes
so
I just hearing other people talk to me about them kind of reminds me and then helps me kind of put it into a song.
No, you're exactly right. When I was, you know, going through my relationships with women, you know, when I was in my teens and right around college, right after college, my mom would always say, if I broke up with a girlfriend and I was real depressed, she would say, you know, I would say something like, oh, the song reminds me of her. And she'd say, well, that's what musicians do. That's what artists do. I mean, how do you think they come up with these songs? They write about, they write about their pain, you know?
Yeah.
So,
yeah. And like, that's the other hard thing too, is like sometimes if my life is, you know, calm waters, like I need to go find the turbulence. So like in the past I've watched, you know, the show Intervention, which is about terrible suffering and addiction. And I just, it intrigues me and it fascinates me. And just of all that we can experience as humans, you know, like how we're all here, we all show up the same way and we all leave the same way, but our experiences here in this time are so different. You know, it inspires me to no end, the pain and suffering. It's awful.
Yeah. And the longer that we're on earth, the more we experience. And that means, you know, more good times and bad times.
Yeah.
All right. Let's take a break. So we're going to bring on another artist that you have teamed up with, Corey Durkin, right?
Yeah. So I've, ever since COVID happened, Corey and I got together like right before COVID hit, but I met him at one of like my last regular shows before everything started last March. And yeah, he and I have just been hanging out and writing together. And before we knew it, it's just kind of everything had blossomed into this new project, Fast River. And we keep joking about the fact that we should have some good jokes about my name being Canyon and the band's name being Fast River, but we don't have those yet.
Okay.
Not yet.
I'll tell you what, let's keep the listeners guessing. We'll take a quick break. Got to hear from our sponsors, and we'll be right back with musical guest singer-songwriter Canyon right after this.
The Reading Beer Company is open. Check out a variety of all the usual suspects of independent craft beer, from the American Wheat Ale and East Coast IPA to great specials like Connecticut Porter and Reading Ole Ale. Order online at readingbeer.com. At Reading Beer Company, their mission is to make exceptional classic and historic beer and ales. The Reading Beer Company, 7 Main Street, Reading.
From hot to cold, breakfast to lunch, Davies Deli has something for everyone. Having a family get-together or need to feed the working crew, Davies Deli and Pizza has options to feed the whole team. Davies specializes in thin crust pizza, deli sandwiches, pasta, and more. Davies Deli and Pizza, serving Norwalk for over 10 years, 15 Tierney Street up the road from City Hall. Check out their great menu at JaviesDeliAndPizza.com.
The Wall Street Tavern in Norwalk is now open with their cool rock and roll decor. Check out their great menu, a delightful offering of appetizers, soups, salads, sandwiches, wood-fired pizzas, and delicious entrees and desserts. From the wood-roasted all-natural half-chicken to the grilled dry-aged New York strip. For more info, log on to WallStreetTavForTavern.com. That's WallStreetTav.com. 102 Wall Street, Norwalk. The Wall Street Tavern is now serving Reading beer on tap.
Bistro Mediterranean and Tapas Bar is open and serving the best tapas in town. Come enjoy dinner and choose from their wide selection of red and white wine, sangria and cerveza as well. Bistro Mediterranean and Tapas Bar with three locations, Westbrook, East Haven, and Norwalk. Check out their delicious menu at BistroMediterraneanAndTapasBar.com. Order Bistro to go as well for curbside takeout at 36 Westport Avenue on the Post Road in Norwalk. Enjoy happy hour drink prices Monday through Friday from 3 to 7 p.m. along with their full dinner menu including tapas. Enjoy lunch specials for only $12. Plus, come into Bistro Mediterranean and Tapas Bar and enjoy a free glass of wine or sangria with any entree.
How about a great sandwich for lunch or a delicious breakfast and cup of coffee? Check out Francesca's Cafe and Grill right on the Post Road in Norwalk. 249 Westport Avenue, featuring salads, wraps, and hot and cold specialties and classic hot sandwiches. Sergio does it all, from Italy to Norwalk, from coffee to cannolis. Francesca's is truly a piece of Italy right in the heart of Norwalk. Check out their great menu at francescasdeli.com.
Stay fit, stay strong, stay healthy with Nikki Fit. Nikki Fit offers fitness classes and more all online from the safety of your own home. Log on to stayfitwithnikkifit.com to learn more. Spell Nikki Fit with two K's. Enter code STAY STRONG for 15% off your first service at stayfitwithnikkifit.com.
Who knew the sleepy suburbs would be so popular? You're listening to The City's Backyard.
We are in the backyard of Westport, Connecticut, but actually, to be more specific, Canyon, right now, as we're talking to you, you're actually at a studio in New Milford, right?
Yep, I'm all the way up here in New Milford, and I finally discovered this area about a year ago, and I love it up here.
Yeah, it's definitely more like the country up there, and you have this new side project called Fast River, and you're going to bring on your teammates.
Yeah, my bandmate Corey Durkin's here with me and Dylan Cochran. Corey's a fellow songwriter who plays acoustic and electric guitar, does lots of cool looping stuff, and Dylan plays keys and bass.
Hey, guys.
How are you, Matt? Good to be with you.
How's it going? Thanks for having us.
Yeah, we love having you in the backyard. And, you know, like I said, you're in New Milford, but you're going to be playing in Pawling, New York together as this new side project with Canyon called Fast River. And from what I understand, it's going to sort of be like how we're doing the podcast today, where Canyon is going to play the first part of the set by herself as a solo artist. And then the second set will be the side project Fast River with you two.
Yeah, the second set's going to be the fun part.
Now, do you guys all like connecting during this pandemic as musicians? I mean, isn't this more fun when you're not just playing alone?
It's way more fun to actually be in the studio rehearsing. We've spent the last year really kind of sending stuff back and forth and kind of having a hard time with trying to get together and figuring out how to make that work. So to kind of be going into a new season of playing some shows and working on some new music together in the studio. It's really nice. We're all kind of in each other's quarantine bubble, so that makes things a lot easier. We're bubbling together. It's very nice.
Sweet. And I forgot to mention this in the first segment, but would you consider your music, Canyon, as like indie folk? Is that what it is?
Yeah, I would say I would definitely put myself in that genre, although I'm terrible at classifying things, but I think I fall in that category.
So Corey and Dylan, why don't you tell us about this next song that you're going to be playing with Canyon, and this is an acoustic version, you could say?
Yes, it's an acoustic version that we recorded here in the studio, and it's a song called Stuck in the Middle. There's actually a music video for it, which stars Canyon's son, Shep, and we had a great time filming that. And the song is one of our favorites because it is a super lighthearted song. We really enjoy playing it live. We wrote it about sort of the idea of not taking life too seriously, which was certainly reflected in the music video where young Shep is doing very adult things, including shaving at 3 years old, reading the newspaper. He was a big fan of the obituaries for some reason. We're not really sure why. We had a great time filming that. So, you know, we love making music that makes people smile and uplifts people. And, you know, we try not to take ourselves too seriously, which is why while Canyon will be playing her set first at Daryl's house on March 28th, Dylan and I will be in the back room in the green room drawing posters of ourselves to sell to the audience for $3 each after the show.
Sounds great. Why don't you introduce the song?
This is Stuck in the Middle by Fast River.
In the city's backyard.
Here we go, fast motion, high rolling. You're gonna show me you're the queen of the south. Car's broken, you keep smoking every inch of your body off till your soul runs out. And I've been a Sedona, I'm a rock and roller, but I've owned this fishing boat since 1973. Grandpa died from carcinoma that he caught in Oklahoma, watching Carson Daly dancing on a color TV. Feel like I'm stuck in the middle. Feel like I'm stuck in a moment with you. Feel like I'm stuck in the middle. Feel like I'm stuck forever. Stuck forever. Holding on to the coattails of the dreams of my baby. Pull me through. Whoa, whoa. Baby, pull me through. Whoa, whoa. I'm just a steamboat sailor. Mortgage advance and playing other people's pockets just to hustle some change. Been reading Norman Mailer, but I got no mail that I want inside my mailbox. Just got more bills to pay. I was in a movie trailer for a couple of seconds. I didn't make the final cut. They like Tom Cruise more than me. Thought I'd become a dancer, Casanova romancer, but the heartbreaking smoke cigarettes and that's no good, you see. Feel like I'm stuck in the middle. I feel like I'm stuck in a moment with you. Feel like I'm stuck in the middle. I feel like I'm stuck forever. Stuck forever. Holding on to the coattails of the dreams of my baby. Pull me through. Whoa, whoa. Whoa. I'm stuck in a moment with you. Feel like I'm stuck in the middle. I feel like I'm stuck in a moment with you. Feel like I'm stuck in the middle. I feel like I'm stuck in a moment with you. Feel like I'm stuck in the middle. I feel like I'm stuck forever. Stuck forever.
that was really cool. And you guys must be really looking forward to the show at Daryl's house. For some reason, I always think of Daryl's place, but it's Daryl's house. And I have yet to go see a show there, but I know everyone's excited that it's opening back up for socially distanced music and shows. And are you guys like so pumped to get out there and play again?
Yeah, I know for me, I'm definitely excited. I definitely grew up listening to Daryl, obviously, and I've seen one show there. I got to see Jimmy Vaughn there, and it's just like an idol of mine. So being able to kind of not only get out of pandemic and be playing for human beings and not like my dog, but playing at a place such as Daryl's house is just one. It's a really cool accomplishment. Two, it's just going to be something that's we're all really excited about, and I hope everybody else is as excited as we are.
Definitely. So thank you, Dylan. Thank you, Corey. Thank you, Fast River. Who would you say that you have been compared to? Because when I listened to you, I couldn't think of anybody because you're so original, which I guess is sort of a good thing. But I would say maybe a little bit of like Jewel. But what would you say? Like, what have you heard?
It's so funny. I'm the worst at comparing myself. But oh.
She's like a combination. It's like if Pat Benatar... Carrie Underwood, Leanne Rimes had a baby and named it after an object that you could find on a map.
That's Corey's take.
I absolutely love that, Corey. Thank you for, you know, adding some color to Canyon's vocal description, because I couldn't put my thumb on it. I really don't know. All I know is it's damn good music, and you know, you are just really talented.
Thank you, Matt. Thank you again for having us on. Like, it was really fun today. So thanks for making it happen.
Yeah, it's been a blast. So why don't you plug the date on the Daryl's House show and your website and Instagram and all that, so people can follow you.
So thank you. My website is hellomynameiscanyon.com. Figured that was pretty easy to remember, and it's true. And let's see. My Instagram is Canyon in a Box, and I also have another one, Hello, My Name is Canyon, on there. And our website for Fast River is just fastriverband.com. And the show at Daryl's house is the 28th of this month, which is crazy because it's right around the corner.
Exactly.
And we play from 12 to 2.
Oh, it's going to be great. So I just want to thank all of you for coming on the show. Canyon solo, along with her side project, Fast River, Corey and Dylan, you guys really make that studio sound amazing. So the sound quality is awesome. So great job doing that as well.
Thank you, Matt.
Thanks, Matt.
Thank you.
That puts a wrap on another edition of The City's Backyard, a podcast with Matt, the Z-Man Zayco. We'll be back next week with more interesting topics, great guests, and fun conversation about what's happening in and around your community. That's it for now. We'll see you soon.